Yeah, just
five games, that's a frustrating thing when teams lend your number. Is that the more added motivation when you play tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I thought we've had a couple close games with them. We've played them hard. I mean, probably becoming one of our big rivals now, the Wild. And, it's always intense games. They've had our number so far. But, for us looking forward here, obviously you don't want to, go 0-4 against the team this year. And it's a big one for us. Obviously, I thought we had a really good game in Brooklyn there. You never want to get blanked by a team during the year, especially a team that you play a lot and have a pretty good rivalry against.
For young defenseman like yourself, who are the guys on their club that pose a problem? I mean, obviously Grandin's having a career year, and they've got some, they got some big, strong, powerful forwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Minnesota, obviously they've got a lot of options up front. I think they've got a lot of depth through their lineup. I mean, obviously Granlund's having a great year, and a couple other guys are putting up some pretty big numbers. But they've got a lot of depth, so it's not just one line maybe that's killing you and doing the damage, but they've probably got 3-4 lines that can all contribute offensively. So as a defenseman, I guess that's where you gotta limit turnovers and limit mistakes, and not give them second opportunities, because if they can kind of get the cycle game going, get ahead of you on the change, all of a sudden they got that next line coming out in a wave, and that's how they seem to sort of build their offense. So they're a tough team to play against, but it's going to be fun challenge tomorrow.
Josh, when you've got a couple of defensemen or a few defensemen injured, and you got guys coming into the lineup, does sometimes that help a little bit in allowing you to play a simpler game and maybe be successful?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously when you have injuries and injuries to key guys, as a committee on the back end, we all have to step up and take some of those minutes and some of those responsibilities and try to do those jobs. But I think you can't replace those guys, but that maybe you're going to be playing a little more minutes, so you want to make sure you're playing smart and understand, the time of the game, the situation in the game, what the score is, obviously, which you always want to, but maybe you do a little more when you have those injuries. And everyone just has to step up and fill some of those minutes.
What can you say about the guys that have stepped in, repeatedly this year? Mark's had to come in and Julian's come in a few times.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's done a great job. I mean, whatever role they've been thrown into, I think they've done awesome. I mean, Mel's done awesome, Stu. Everybody, has contributed, and especially, you see in the last game, I think, as a group on the back end, I thought we played pretty strong and didn't give them, gave them a fair amount of shots, but didn't give them, maybe a ton of A chances. And obviously, probably the biggest contributor, too, is Pelly played awesome as well, made some really big saves. So, I think as a group, our defensive unit, with injuries, which we've had a lot this year, guys have stepped up. And, one thing I'll say is I think we have a really good group of guys back there. So, whatever role you're in and whatever role guys are asked to play, I think everyone does it with kind of, open arms and just embraces it. And we support each other. So, like I said, really good group, and everyone just kind of embraces those changes and roles.